Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC. The World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together. We work together. We respect each other. We like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco. Check it! This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, 38, 39, get this, 40 years of knocking out all bums come September 2024. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination of dance. But guess what? I don't buy the pay-per-views. You do. So if you want to tweet me, you can. The Twitter handle is not average Pedro. It's not average Twitter. If you call it X now, Twitter, bottom line is, it's still Twitter. And the handle is not average Pedro. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. We are 1 week away, or 1 week removed, of course, from the Ryan Garcia upset of Devin Haney, a 10-1 underdog. Bet $2 million on himself, made $20 million just on that alone. Said to have made $30 million on the fight, so he's going to walk away with like $50 million. Devin Haney, the guy from San Francisco, not Oakland, San Francisco, of course, he made $20 million, but he got exposed. He was never that good of a fighter to begin with. I kept trying to tell people that, and they kept saying to me, oh, Pedro, you just don't like him. No, I don't like his style. He was 31-0 with 15 knockouts. I mean, Daniel knocks out more people than he does. I'm trying to tell you, he couldn't punch, and obviously, he can't take a punch. Jorge Linares had him walking around drunk in that 10th round, and of course, last week, Ryan Garcia had him up and down more than an elevator man. Up, down, up, down, up, down, bottom line is, in the 7th round, the fight should have been over, but the referee pulled some smack there, no doubt about that. We'll talk about that and more with with our boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer, after the break. I almost confused him with Sir Thomas Dillamuth. How should I? Bottom line is, they're both my champs. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
The original theme music, of course, for boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. At one point in time in life, of course, Ric Flair stole that theme, but we stole it back. Straight up, we've had it originally. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. Somebody shot me a tweet here. I was, like, shocked. Anyway, bottom line is, Sock, how are you today?
I'm doing great, brother. How are you?
Pretty good. But I'm doing better than Devin Haney.
Oof. Well, I mean, I'm sure that check must have cleared by now, but not all money is good money. I think he should have taken a few more ducats for that weight miss by Ryan Garcia.
No, I don't think the weight miss. The weight miss was a psychological thing. I think by Ryan Garcia, which I think was a good move. Evidently, he was motivated to do that by allegedly Floyd Mayweather getting involved in this and that. So let's not get into that. In fact, I saw a good beef this week between Floyd Mayweather and Bill Haney. You know what? That made me become a little bit of a Mayweather fan. Can you believe that?
Rick, listen, Floyd used to be really good friends with 50 Cent. And if anybody is the king of trolls, it's 50.
Yeah.
And I guess Floyd has to be, he must be picking up some stuff from his old buddy. That was kind of cringe, it's good entertainment. Don't get me wrong. Bill's probably saltier right now than a bag of pretzels. And I think he's hurt. Especially Devin. Like, Devin looked up to Floyd. And he just feels like, he was, can I say this on the air? He used to ride Floyd's sack, throughout his entire coming up. He said, I'm the next Mayweather. And then something went left.
It was money. Here's what's up. The old man wanted total control. Floyd was getting too much control over Haney. He trained Haney as an amateur and did some stuff with him early on, but he was getting too much control, and the old man is a control freak. He has to have control. Watch his interviews. He tries to control everybody. Before the fight, evidently he bought dinner for all the hot YouTube channels on as far as boxing was concerned. I mean, come on, man. Back in the days when Aram and them had a little dinner or a press conference and that, it was a little bit different, I think, than what Bill Haney tried to pull off last week. But the bottom line is Bill Haney got stuck in the end, and, I think his kid got exposed as a guy that cannot take a punch.
He's eating some major crow. Major crow, humble pie, call it what you want. Bill Haney has egg on his face. Look, Devin got caught making mistakes that he just never got out of. You know, he would overshoot his jab, and he was exposed to that left hook. And say what you will. I know that they said it during the announce team that Ryan is a one-trick pony. Well, that's a hell of a trick. And that hand speed of Ryan Garcia is real.
What about when Haney throws a jab, his right hand comes back. It's like a rubber band.
Right.
Somebody called it the rubber band. Tim Bradley, I think, called it the rubber band effect or something like that. But the bottom line is his right, and that's what's protecting your face from that hook.
Boom. That's exactly what I was alluding to. I mean, he looks like he's throwing a shot put, you know, and I guess you can get away with that against, you know, mediocre fighters or fighters that are not in their prime, fighters that are slow. And, you know, Ryan Garcia, say what you will, you know, he's got the raw talent. You know, a couple of years ago, you know, you asked me between Ryan Garcia, Tank, and Devin, you know, what promoter would anyone pick? You'd pick Ryan, any day out of the week and twice on Sundays because of the marketability. And the kid has raw talent. His question is from the neck up. And it's been about a year. He went from crying Ryan to lying Ryan. Is he crazy? At the end of the day, he's the king of the world right now. He's a man in boxing.
You know, Jim Lampley said that, and as did Larry Merchant and myself, the three of us said it, and we were like assailed on the internet by the younger crowd.
Listen, it's about making dollars, right? If it doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense. Ryan Garcia is the man in the U.S. Has he surpassed Canelo? Not really, but Canelo's on his way out.
He did with the fight with Tank Davis. I mean, they smoked Canelo's numbers on that one.
It was the biggest fight of the year, you know, and Tank is a good draw. Obviously, he fights an exciting style, but that doesn't do the same type of number if he had fought Devin Haney, right? It just would have been two talented fighters fighting.
Here's the $64,000 question, and I've been asking this since it took place last year. Did Ryan Garcia go in there hurt, or did he take, did he bow out? Which one do you think has more credence?
I think he went in there hurt, and I think he made a business decision when he took that last body shot. That's my opinion. And, you know, I mean, obviously it wasn't my body that took that shot, but the fact that he went in hurt with a hurt rib from sparring against the Asian fighter, I can't remember his name right now.
And the other guy knew it.
Yeah, it was leaked, right? It was leaked that, hey, you know, this guy's coming in, you know, compromised. And, you know, that first shot that Tank landed on the chin of Ryan, which Ryan made those same mistakes last week.
Mm-hmm.
But Tank Davis, being shorter, he's able to get underneath those shots and having just as fast of hands as Ryan and having the pop that Devin didn't have, was able to expose that. And you know, Tank is nothing to be played with. You know, he's a little goofball himself. He's got his issues outside the ring. But
here's what's up. I try to tell people, listen, boxing is not a bunch of Heisman Trophy win, golly gee whiz type of guys that went to college and this kind of stuff. Okay, most boxers are from the street. Most boxers don't have a college education, with the exception of maybe James Bonecrusher Smith, the University of North Carolina. Outside of that, not too many guys have a college. Or the Klitschko brothers. But outside of that, not too many guys go to college in boxing. At the end of the day, though, Ryan Garcia generated a whole lot of money, and I think he generated a whole lot of interest. And when I said he's like, it's his time right now, man, I got ripped up like you wouldn't believe. I mean, the youngsters came after me with both hands, both fists, were like trying to chew me up. At the end of the day, I think I'll be proved right. I think eventually in this next fight he's going to have, whoever he's going to fight next is going to do very good pay-per-view numbers. If this fight didn't do great pay-per-view numbers, it was because people doubted Ryan Garcia. People thought he was crazy going in. People thought he was on drugs. People thought this, people thought that. And the bottom line is, he was playing everybody. The guy bet $2 million on himself, Sock, at 10-1. But Sock, he bet $2 million on himself.
That is just, I mean, it's just genius level. Listen, if you're going to believe in something, believe in yourself.
Exactly. And he's got he brought a little quartet or a little orchestra into his dressing room to play violins for him. And he had Mike Tyson there. I mean, come on, man. This guy's a little bit different.
Yo, tell me about, listen, Ryan Garcia, the world is his oyster right now. You know, a week ago, we were questioning whether he was medically fit. Listen, and shame on me. I mean, my number one form of entertainment is pro wrestling. It was a work. You know, I should have saw this coming a mile away. So Ryan played this. Now, I do think he's weird, but he just said, you know what? You think I'm a little off? I'm going to show you how off I am. I'm going to be chugging a beer at the weigh-in. You know, I'm going to walk around. Last week in New York, it wasn't the summer. He's walking around with a backpack and no shirt. I'm like, he's at a nightclub on a Tuesday when the fight's, you know, the weigh-in is 3 days away. He played us, you know, and he more importantly, he played Devin Haney. And shame on Haney's camp for not suspecting that. You know, a camp has to think of everything.
Well, there's a lot of things that Haney camp didn't think of. In fact, you know, Tommy D, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, of course, he does all these different shows on different networks. I can't nail down which one right now, but one of them is YouTube. But he pointed out that Devin Haney was fighting off the front foot here, where before he always fought off the back foot. Think he's right there? I think he had it pretty good.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, one of the fighters I worked with, Ocasio Falcon Jr., was very astute in saying that Devin's defense is not great coming forward. He looks great when he's counter punching and he's on his back foot, but coming forward, he makes a lot of mistakes. And he told me that on Thursday. So credit to those. Sometimes guys, you look as good as your opponent, right? And before that, before Regis Prograis, a guy whose feet are in cement, Devin looked like the next coming to Sugar Ray Leonard because he was tailor-made. You know, Ryan, different story.
Talk a little bit more Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney after the break. For us, boxing tonight on The Zone, Virgil Ortiz, a couple other fighters as well. Terrence Crawford going to fight, looks like maybe in Saudi Arabia here in L.A. Who are the promoters anyway? Where is this big money coming from? Saudi Arabia, most likely. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. The sort of place they really care about you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay. Thank you guys for coming. But first and foremost, I want to thank Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. All glory to Him. You know, this is why people need to stop believing everything on the internet and stop, you know, living in a false reality. At the end of the day, there's a lot of real shit going on. You know, the last thing you should worry about is a kid acting crazy on the internet. Real shit is going on in the world. Open your eyes. You know, kids being hurt, nobody caring. Everybody looking at it like, oh, he's just crazy, he's a conspiracy, he's this, he's that. At the end of the day, it's real. And I out there put that my reputation online, had everybody thinking I was crazy. Back in the day, who's the crazy one now? You know, I didn't really want to say this, but it's the truth. You know, everybody needs to acknowledge, like, yo, I'm tripping. Y'all was tripping, not me. You guys were tripping. I was the one that was actually with sanity. Because I'm like, yo, they're hurting little kids, let's help them. That's about being a real man. Because I don't give a what people say about me.
That's right.
I walked through the fire and still held it down and still beat Devin Haney and still drink every day and still beat him. And I still, I did everything. What the what happened? False reality, right? Drank every single night, went out on the first Monday and a Tuesday and what happened? I won. Not necessarily am I proud of that. But I'm just saying, this is it was a statement to show you, you guys can't really f*** with me.
That's right.
I do whatever I want. That's cool.
He did settle down on Sunday, though.
Just imagine.
I don't know.
If none of that happened, and he stayed in camp for 8 weeks.
Oh, I didn't do that, but I just
just imagine. See, use your imagination, which y'all have written. Just imagine all the things he just said, and I'm going to keep my mouth shut because this is out. And he would have just
but at the end of the day, man,
straight for 8 weeks should have been a wreck.
Yeah. But like I was just having fun, man. I'm just looking, I'm going through a lot, you know. I went through a divorce. A lot of has been happening to me, you know, outside my life. that low key kinda broke me. So, you know, I did what I felt I needed to do to feel okay. And so I drank every day and I did whatever I wanted and I'm not proud of it at all. I just pray, you know, pray for my kids and hopefully they're okay. You know, Henry, Bella, Riley. I hope I made them proud. You know, don't necessarily look at me like an example. Look at Jesus Christ because I'm far from perfect.
Ryan Garcia post-fight, of course, after winning a majority decision over Devin Haney. Max DeLuke had the fight even at 112, but two judges had it 114, 110, and 115, 109. For Ryan Garcia, of course, who knocked Devin Haney down not once, not twice, but three times. Actually, more than that. In fact, I've got to ask you this, Sock. Your boxing's PhD now. You're from New York. That referee, Harvey Bolt, is that his name? That guy, he should never referee another fight in his life. I mean, I thought when he was counting for Devin Haney, he said, one, two, three, four, five, five. It was like he was trying to, I mean, what was going on there?
It was a bad night for Harvey Doc, and
a bad night, or a night that really shows what he's all about.
Maybe a little bit of both, because you know, a referee, and I don't want to sound over the top dramatic, he almost should be treated as like a surgeon or a doctor, because how many times are you going to give a surgeon a chance to be wrong? None, right? Before you sue him and he loses his license. A referee should be treated the same way because literally you have these fighters' careers in your hand. You have their life in your hand, or at least, you know, you play a big part in it. And you could call, you know, one loss, one bad. Hey, I'll give you a perfect example. I remember Edson Miranda went to Germany against Arthur Abraham. He broke Arthur Abraham's jaw. If you just picture Devin Haney's jaw, the way it looked last week, double. I don't know if you remember that fight.
Yeah,
it looked like he had. It looked like he had half a watermelon in his mouth. And I believe the referee was Newman out of Jersey. It was the most biased, blatant piece of work you ever seen in your life. long story short, Arthur Abraham retained his title.
Yeah.
And they had a rematch. In the rematch, Arthur Abraham starched him like a shirt in Florida. So, you know, referees need to be held accountable to the utmost, you know. And Harvey Doc had a bad night.
Bad night. That seventh round, the fight. I was of the opinion the fight probably should have been stopped in the seventh round. That Devin Haney was in all kinds of trouble, and there was no sense in making him take any more. In fact, I think had Doc listen, Devin was holding on to Ryan, and Ryan slapped him. It wasn't like it was a devastating punch. It was like a slap, okay? And he took away a point for a slap without a warning. I mean, you don't think he had a hard on for Ryan Garcia?
Yeah. Hey, and you know. I saw Bernard Hopkins on some channel, some YouTube channel. He was interviewed. He said Harvey Doc was looking out for a brother. You know, and now that's, you're tiptoeing on some serious stuff there. You know, look, we all have biases in life, but Harvey Doc needs to be investigated, you know, if that's the case. You know, because Bernard Hopkins is calling it out. And he's obviously on Team Ryan. But, you know, listen, a horrible night. I'm glad that it was not the end all, you know. And I can see why one judge had a draw, because I mean, rounds are judged individually, and there was a good chunk of that fight that Ryan was still doing some things that you kind of scratched your head, you know.
Nothing. So he was doing nothing.
Right. You know, and you know, good for him that he had the speed and punching power, and obviously that was the difference. And psychologically, he has no fear of Devin Haney. I mean, people talk about a rematch.
I have no fear of Devin Haney.
And you shouldn't. You know, I mean, he's got pillows in his hands.
Okay, here's what's up. He had a 15-pound weight advantage over Ryan Garcia the other night, and he still couldn't punch. He had a 20-pound weight advantage over Regis Progress, and he knocked him down once there. But outside of that, he can't punch. He can't take a punch. He's been exposed. Listen, the only one, he has a fan base of one, his father. Outside of his father, I don't think he's got too many people following him. Maybe you.
Well, not me. I mean, I'll give. There's somebody that
Tommy D.
Yeah, you go. he definitely waves the Haney pom poms. But you know what? Look, Devin is a fun watch because he's very flashy. He does a lot of good things in there, and you know, maybe he's overrated. I thought he got a gift against Lomachenko.
Yeah,
I'm still not ready to say he's cooked. But it's going to take a lot.
It isn't a matter of he's cooked. It's a matter of he wasn't that good to begin with. And that, you know, Linares rocked him in the 10th round there, had him walking on Quercy, walking on eggs back to his corner the whole 9 yards. That was sort of an indication that he couldn't take a punch, because Linares is not the biggest puncher in the world, plus he was moving up in weight. So at 135, he had 25, 30 pounds, sometimes a 40-pound weight. Even some of those 135-pound fights, he steps in the ring at 165. I mean, he can't hurt people with like 20 pounds?
Yeah, look, and he's been a weight bully most of his career.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he kind of maybe just, he got his comeuppance, you know. I think punching power, I know people say you got to be born with it. You know, can it be taught? It's subjective.
No, it can be. No, let me tell you, it can be taught. You know how I figured that out? Tommy Hearns couldn't punch for nothing in the amateurs. At one, he was a whore. He was boring to watch. I used to tell him, "Ee." And then he turned pro. Emmanuel Stewart worked on him, got him to set his feet down. This and that. He developed one of the greatest right hands of boxing history.
I think it can be taught. Yes, you teach leverage, how to properly snap your punches at the end, and confidence. That's another thing about punching power. You have to have a confident punch. You have to commit. You know, to punching somebody. A lot of guys, you see them throw that right hand, it's like they're afraid of something else coming back at them. They're not committing to their shots.
Okay. Tim Zhu's corner a couple of weeks ago pulled a gaffe there in Las Vegas. Of course, get the fight continue. When the cut man, Jake Stitch Duran, Stitch, of course, said that the fight at that point, that the cut on that part of the head cannot ever be stopped. It just couldn't be stopped. You can't stop it. You got to stitch it up. And it couldn't be stopped, so the head kept bleeding. Zhu never won a minute after the cut. And the bottom line is the corner, his father included, they deserve the blame. And none of the media is taking him to task on this. You know why? There is no media. I think with Bill, I think Bill Haney had it right. Get the top YouTube channels together, and that's the boxing media nowadays, because there's no Pedro Fernandez of Flash Magazine. There's no Wally Matthews at Newsday. There's no Michael Katz at New York Daily News. There's no Mike Marley at New York Post. I can go on and on, but the boxing media is done. Dead.
You know, there's a lot to that. There's a lot of fanboys out there. And now everyone's got a platform. Yeah. Right? Before, you actually had to be a real journalist to have your thoughts and opinions out there. So with this invention of YouTube and these bloggers and stuff, everyone basically spews out their opinions. You don't want to ruffle certain feathers because you want access. Now, that's always kind of existed, right? You know, people kind of, you know, would treat people with kid gloves, so to speak. But now it's at an all-time worse because, you know, you want access to these fighters. You want your channel to blow up, so you're going to go out of your way to you know, pander to these guys. And Bill Haney, great to him, he found his niche, you know, with that certain group, you know, who some people have even considered racist, you know, and he's, you know, there's like some tribalism that he's got going. But it was a sad night for those guys, that, you know, those four letters out there.
Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch. Now, real quick, absolutely, the WBC title was not on the line because Ryan weighed in 3 pounds over, but Haney may wait at 140. Do you think he should have declared the title vacant?
You know what? I don't think he can make 140 pounds and still be, you know. Well, you know what? You know, I call BS. I'm gonna pull back. How can a guy who fought lightweight just about less than 2 years ago, now all of a sudden he can't make 140, 5 pounds? He needs to go back, think about what he's doing, get a nutritionist, get a good strength and conditioning coach, and make 140.
Ladies and gentlemen, boxing's PhD Socrates Palmer appearing exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV. Soc, have a great weekend.
My brother, enjoy the rest of your weekend, rest of your day. Thank you for everything.
Ring Talk returns after the break. A place where people rang true. The sort of place they really care about you.
It's not the rough. Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know, P. Diddy's been in the news of late, not for good things. Of course, bad things. Talk about Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, born Sean Combs, I believe, in Brooklyn, New York, and, of course, became a mega musical icon, no doubt about that. And met him back in the year 2000. I think it was in London, England, of course, at that Princess Hima Med fight. But the bottom line is, you know, he has been inviting Devin Haney to parties. And when you go to parties, like, what does Cat Williams always say? I probably shouldn't go to... Well, you got that Cat Williams thing? Roll Cat.
Now, I've had to turn down $50 million four times. Four times. Just to protect my integrity and that virgin hole I was telling you about. Right. Because P. Diddy be wanting a party. And you got to tell him no. I did. See, I got the receipts for everything I'm telling you.
Cat Williams, of course, talking about P. Diddy. And, of course, P. Diddy invited in 2021, for the very first time, allegedly, invited Devin Haney to one of his pool parties. Now, and then Devin Haney afterwards, when he was interviewed, said he did some hoes at this party. Well, the bottom line is there ain't always hoes at P. Diddy's parties. Most of P. Diddy's parties were, get this, gay. So what I'm trying to say is that, you know, Devin Haney's from San Francisco. I'm not trying to apply anything like that. In fact, you know, I was born here in the city by the bay, or the city by the gay. Call it what you want. When I see two gay guys going down the street, Daniel, you know what I say to myself? Two more chicks for me. I mean, I got no problem with that. None whatsoever. Okay? But the bottom line is, when you go to one of P. Diddy's parties, you got to tell him no. The question is, did Devin Haney tell him no? We just don't know. Of course, boxing going tonight. On DAZN, of course, Virgil Ortiz, a man himself, of course, at one point in time, considered like the rage at welterweight, now fighting at 155, 155 and a half pounds, taking on Thomas Duarlame, former welterweight as well, 154.6 is what they're going to weigh. Of course, that's a co-feature in Fresno, California, of course, coming to you on DAZN. Looks like Oscar De La Hoya's people are in town, but the bottom line is, you know, Jose Ramirez in the main event, weighs 141 pounds, former champion at 140, taking on Rance Barthelemy. I think he's from Cuba at 142. Never big enamored with the Cubans per se, of course, because they fight like in the amateur style. I mean, they just do. I mean, David Morrell is the exception to the rule. The guy's only got like 10, 11 fights, knocked out like 7 or 8 people. Bottom line is he's moving up to 175. Of course, he's chasing David Benavidez. Benavidez has sort of like been quiet of late. Why has David Benavidez been mute? Why? Because I think he's got a deal to fight Canelo Alvarez already. I think the deal is set for September. I think it's going to be in Saudi Arabia. I think it's all said and done. Because if it wasn't, why isn't David Benavidez throwing rocks at Canelo Alvarez's house? I mean, he would be making all kinds of noise. He's not saying anything. He's like muted. So the bottom line is, I think they've struck a deal. Canelo said, man, don't talk no more smack about me, please. And we'll do this fight in September. So it looks to me as if the fight is set for September. No doubt about that. It'll be the biggest fight in history. And why do I say that? Because, you know, Benavidez, although he's undefeated, Canelo Alvarez is demanding $200 million to fight him. That's like saying, I don't want to fight the guy. But then again, some Arab guy said, oh, $200 million? That's nothing to us. We'll give it to you. Called his bluff. The Arabs called Canelo's bluff. Okay? And, of course, the WBC this week, blowing Canelo up, you know, this and that. Say, you know, he's the greatest pound for pound, all this kind of good stuff. Yes, he's a good Mexican legend. He's a good Mexican hero. And he's probably the pound for pound king of Mexico at this point in time. But the bottom line is, he's not the pound for pound king of boxing anymore. He's just not. I mean, face off the B-ball fight, he lost that fight. He fought John Ryder. I don't even want to talk about that. That was 12 rounds we could forget easily. Then he fought the Charlo brother. He didn't throw any punches back. Of course, that was 36 rounds in a row. In which, you know, nothing was really done. He didn't make any statements except the fact he couldn't beat Bivol at 175. Of course, Bivol came in with only 10 knockouts or 11 knockouts in 21 fights. He couldn't punch, much like Devin Haney. And, of course, he boxed Canelo's ears. And had he been able to punch, Canelo might have taken a severe beating and been taken out before the 12th round. Now, Canelo's going to fight Jaime Munguia. Munguia's undefeated in like 42 fights. And maybe he's got a draw, but the bottom line is he's a good Mexican fighter, and he's an exciting fighter. He brings it when he comes. There's no doubt about it. He's going to bring it, okay? But, you know, so what? I mean, a couple of years ago, Canelo wasn't fighting Mexicans. Then he fought Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. because the money was right, and Chavez was all coked out, meaning it was an easy fight. Okay, so now he doesn't want to fight David Benavidez. He says, you know, the guy gains too much weight after the fight. And Benavidez said, okay, I'll do a rehydration clause. I'll do anything you want outside of blow you to get this fight. And Canelo saying, yeah, I don't think so. I'm going to do with going Munguia instead. Jaime Munguia is a formidable foe. There's no doubt about it. In fact, the Mexicans are going to eat this up because it'll be Mexico versus Mexico. But outside of that, nobody's really going to care. I mean, Canelo's lost his zip as the pound-for-pound king of boxing. Is Ryan Garcia the pound-for-pound king of boxing? Probably not. Is Gervonta Davis pound-for-pound king of boxing? I don't know. I haven't seen him in over a year. I mean, come on. What's going on with him? I mean, you know, he's going to do his thing on Amazon Prime coming up. Speaking of Amazon Prime, 50,000 homes on pay-per-view for the Tim Zoo card with Sebastian Fedora. Speaking of Fedora, of course, he's going to defend the WBC's and WBA 154-pound title. He's looking for an opponent right now. His promoter, Samson Liekowitz, is saying they will do a rematch with Tim Zoo under these conditions. In other words, Tim Zoo's people blew it. I mean, they didn't. You couldn't mess up more than they messed up. You just couldn't. All right. The guy has a loss on his career. He has an ugly loss on his career. He bled the entire time. In fact, if you want to think of Tim Zoo, you push Tim Zoo into a Google match, comes up with him looking like a professional wrestler that's cut himself with a razor blade. Of course, as I said earlier, that cut on the top of the head, Jacob Stitch Duran, that's his real name, Jacob, from Northern California, originally out of Sacramento. But he said that cut was in a part, the vein and the artery that was cut, there's no way it could have been stopped without stitching it up. So they should have known that in the corner. They didn't know that in the corner. They didn't know anything about cuts. They didn't know anything about rules. After the second round, when Fedora cut him in the second round, they should have stopped the fight right there. They said, listen, our guy's bleeding too bad. Let's stop this fight. We can do a technical draw, and we'll come and we'll do it again. We'll dance one more time. We'll dance at a rematch in like 4 or 5 months. We know when his head's healed. So what did they do? No. They sent him out for the third round. Sent him out for the fourth round. And I'm saying at home, don't send him out anymore. Don't send him out anymore. Stop the fight. Because this is common sense. I mean, but nobody had any boxing acumen in that corner. None whatsoever. And, of course, the TV guys, including Joe Goosen, who at one point in time was a world-class trainer, and I want to say at one point in time because of the fact that he flopped miserably with Ryan Garcia last year. Of course, he knew that Garcia went into the ring hurt. He says he didn't, but the bottom line is he was in Garcia's camp. If Garcia got hurt in camp, Joe Goosen had to see it, okay? And, of course, Joe said, training Ryan Garcia was a collaboration of me, his father, and Ryan Garcia. At the end of the day, I mean, that doesn't say much about Joe Goosen, because at one point in time, Joe Goosen was a man. But back to Ryan Garcia. How can I put it this way? He's only 25 years old, Victorville, California. He and Victorville have two things in common. Victorville has two things in common are of note. That barbecue down there on the main strip and Ryan Garcia. Outside of that, Victorville is nothing. But at the end of the day, Ryan Garcia is in a position right now, I think, where he can call the shots. He can. I haven't seen the pay-per-view numbers, and they haven't been out yet, or I would have seen them by now. But the bottom line is Bob Arum was saying that the card did terrible. Of course, Bob Arum's a rival promoter. He's going to say the card did terrible because he wasn't involved. Speaking of not involved, what about this Terrence Crawford thing? Of course, Arum said Terrence Crawford wasn't making any money. Terrence Crawford went away. Terrence Crawford's going across the pond. He's going to fight a guy that people aren't too hot about, but the bottom line is, you know, Terrence Crawford's going to step up to 154, give him some props for more than 154. He's moved up from 135 to 140 to 147, and putting on weight is not easy in boxing. I'll say this again. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. I put on 8 pounds one time. Actually, I didn't put on 8 pounds. I put on 2 pounds, and I got licked like a stamp. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how hard that I hit. I just couldn't. Well, come on, what's going on here? I mean, at one point in time when I was a policeman, I got hit with a flashlight in the head, a steel flashlight. I mean, right? That didn't hit me. That didn't feel nearly as hard as Ernie Chavez hit me with that right hook and those 8-ounce gloves. I'm telling you, at the end of the day, when I got stopped in the second round there at the National Golden Glove Finals, National Golden Glove Regionals down there in Las Vegas, it was at 147 pounds. I ran back to 139 pounds like you wouldn't believe. I mean, I thought to myself, you move up a couple pounds, no big thing. I remember my team was saying, you know what, Pete, you've beaten everybody at 139 around here. Might as well move up to 147 and capture another title. Yeah, that really sounded good. good. Of course, it didn't happen that way, because when you fight at welterweight, of course, that's eight pounds more. 8 pounds matters, no doubt about that. Now, we've got the heavyweight title fight coming up, of course, in a few weeks from Saudi Arabia. I'm not too high on that, but it is what it is. Oleg Usyk, of course, was talking about maybe that Tyson Fury is going to pull a last-minute, you know, I'm not fighting. I think they're supposed to fight like 4 or 5 times. And each time Tyson Fury's come up with some type of a reason. The bottom line is Tyson Fury, if he comes up with a reason this time, they're going to use Flip Haraf, the guy with the funny name, Flip, whatever his name is. Anyway, they're going to use him. So good luck on that one. Of course, Terrence Crawford going to hook up with Israel Madrimov. I believe he's an undefeated guy at 154. Crawford, of course, undefeated at 135, 140, 147. The co-feature is going to feature Tim Tszyu. They're going to do this August the 3rd, of course, at the BMO Stadium in Los Angeles, California. It'll be the first boxing event held outside of Saudi Arabia for the Riyadh season, the Saudi professional outfit that's taken over big-time boxing recently. Anyway, Terrence Crawford versus Israel. Tim Tszyu versus Virgil Ortiz, if Virgil Ortiz gets through tonight. Isaac Pitbull Cruz versus Jose Valenzuela. That's going to be a pretty good match. Andy Ruiz, guy with a permanent restraining order against him, of course, threatened his girlfriend with guns, sexual assaults, alleged sexual assaults, that kind of good stuff. So he's not a good guy. I hope the Freedom Mandita gets beat up real bad by Jarrell Miller. Jarrell Miller, stand up for the women in this country and take out this DV guy. Talk about Mr. Andy Domestic Violence Ruiz. Of course, he's got a permanent restraining order against him. And you don't get a permanent restraining order unless you're a bad guy. There's no doubt about that. Also in that card, come to us from L.A., of course, put on by the Saudis. David Morrell taking on, oh boy, here we go, Radivoj, this looks pretty good, Radivoj Kalizic, something like that. Anyway, Andy Cruz versus Antonio Moran fills out the card, but that's going to be, of course, in L.A., the BMO Stadium, Los Angeles, California, August the 3rd. Got to give them some props. I'm probably going to go now for that. I don't think I'd go to Saudi Arabia. And the reason why I won't go to Saudi Arabia is I've been to Dubai. And I never want to go back. If they gave me a fistful of money and told me I could take Daniel and Socrates and all these guys with me, I'd take them with me, okay? But I don't want to go back. Listen, you've been there once. Let me tell you, the Middle East is like this. Beautiful girls, a lot of them smell. How can I say that? They just do. And maybe it's because I'm a metrosexual, that type of guy that takes a bath 2 times a day, that kind of good stuff. And I'm big on the nose. I can smell better than I want to, okay? But you pick up on that, is that women over there smell offensive. The guys over there smell offensive. They're offensive over there, and they don't realize they're offensive. This guy sat down at a table with me to do some negotiation for a television card we were supposed to do over there in 2012, and the guy stunk so bad that I said to him, hey, can we change directions? And those, we change seats. You know why? Because he was sitting with his back to the air conditioner, and the air conditioner was blowing all that smack from him on me. So I said, let's switch positions. Anyway, don't want to go back there. Wilder and Zhang, of course, they're going to hook it up. Deontay Wilder and Zil Zhang. Of course, Zil Zhang being the guy that failed so miserably against Parker a fortnight ago. I thought Zil Zhang was maybe the real deal, but he was old. He was 6'8", 6'9". No, a big dude from China. I know that about that, but the undercard for the Artur Bitabev, Dmitry Bivol clash in Saudi Arabia was announced at a press conference in London on Monday. The fights will feature 5 matches between boxers promoted by Matchroom, that'll be the M boxers, and boxers promoted by Queensbury, that'll be the Q boxers. Of course, Deontay Wilder, an M boxer, takes on Zil Zhang, the Q boxer. Here we go. Flip Hrgovic. Hrgovic. You should be arrested for having that name. It's so hard to say. And you take it on Daniel Dubois. If Tyson Fury pulls out, Flip's going to step in there, evidently. Craig Richards versus Willie Hutchinson at light heavyweight. Ammo Williams versus Hamaz Shiraz at middleweight. And Ray Ford versus Nick Ball at featherweight. Of course, Nick Ball got screwed in that last fight. Remember Nick Ball against the WBC 130-pound champion? I can't think of his name right now, but, man, I mean, he beat the snot out of him. He should have been, listen, the cops should have arrested Nick Ball when he left the ring for domestic violence. He beat up on that WBC champion so bad. And what did they do? They gave it to the other guy. I was appalled. I mean, if ever there was a ripoff, if ever there was a rematch, it should have been mandated right then and there. Before they even left the ring, the WBC should have stepped in and said, you know what? We're going to do this again because this ain't right. But you don't hear nothing but crickets from Mexico City right now. Sorry about that, but that's just the way it is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, we are big high on the Ryan Garcia future because of the fact, you know, Ryan's going to be doing big things. There's no doubt about it. Anything he does is going to turn to gold. And why do I say that? Because he's got that big following, not only in boxing now, but he's got the big following with TikTok and all that kind of good stuff. 3 or 4 million TikTokers. Man, you can't go wrong with that. I can't wait for the pay-per-view numbers. At the end of the day, Ryan Garcia is the king of boxing, whether you want to admit it or not.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Okay, I blew it on the spiel. The WBC TV speech, I forgot to pull up. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I want to say hello to Frank 1961 and my man Khalil. Let me tell you, Khalil's watching on Twitch.tv. You can watch on WBC TV as well. But the bottom line is he's watching on Twitch.tv. Khalil and I go back about 20 years now. He's one of the finest, nicest young men I've ever met in my entire life, and I wish him the very best as far as his future is concerned. I think he's up in Seattle, Washington, something like that. But the bottom line is, if he was closer, I'd want to see him often. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, boxing night on the Zone. Check it out, no doubt about that. You know, Saturday nights are just not the same without HBO, and I hate to keep harping back to the old days, this and that, but I watched an HBO show last night. I want to say which one it was De La Hoya show, but it was a great card. It was a great show. It was a great environment. This and that. I don't know if boxing has that anymore. And the closest I think it's getting is with Ryan Garcia. So good luck as far as Ryan Garcia is concerned, as far as his future is concerned. He's 25 years old, born, I think, August 8th, 1998. He's a sensational young man as far as his antics are concerned. He can fight, but that crazy stuff, was he unloaded? Was he doing dope? Was he drinking apple juice the way? Was it a beer? What was it? It looked like apple juice to me because it didn't have any bubbles to it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he calls his own shots. There's no doubt about that. And De La Hoya, of course, has a hot shot contender with there. He's not a champion. Of course, doesn't have a title. But Devin Haney has a title at 140. What good will that do him? What could he do with that? Devin Haney can maybe go get arrested for being a paper champion at this point in time. Outside of that, I wish you the very best of luck, Devin. As far as your father's concerned, at least you have one fan. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcasting. We air on Veeve TV and, of course, the WBC TV channel on Facebook and Twitch.tv. I want to thank all my people on Twitch, all my people on WBC TV. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget, Ring Talk has no substitutions.